Yes, Nana Cherry, Buffalo Stance from the Rawak Sushi record. Great name. And I assume this picture of her on the cover, that she's actually in a Buffalo Stance. She's like standing, arms crossed across her chest. I don't know, that must be a Buffalo Stance. I don't know. I can only assume. Before that, Tricky with Black Steel from the Max and K record. And then we had Massive Attack's Daydreaming from Blue Lines. And we started things off with Smith and Mighty, Same, featuring Tammy Payne from the Big World, Small World record. So the deal there, as I mentioned before, Smith and Mighty, kind of a progenitor of Massive Attack, really influenced their collective sound. And then we had Tricky, who was part of Massive Attack. In fact, he was on the Daydreaming song. And I'm just double-checking that. Yes, of course he was. I'm never wrong. And then Nana Cherry was part of the larger crew that was Massive Attack. In fact, she encouraged them to go into their studio. I think it was in a house that she owned. And in her studio. And they recorded the demos and the basic tracks of what became Blue Lines. So there's that as well. So she was, obviously she's, I think, part of Bristol, a native of Bristol, as far as I can tell, or maybe just a resident of, a daughter of avant-garde jazz trumpeter Don Cherry. There you go. And of course her brother's Eagle Eye Cherry. Anyway, all right, what's up next? Next we have this from Massive Attack. Next track from Blue Lines we're going to play is Hymn of the Big Wheel, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. skies. Why satellites and cameras watch from the skies? An acid drop of rain recycled from the sea. It washed away my shadow, burnt a hole in me. And all the king's men cannot put it back again. But the ghetto soil will nature lie. On turning on a simple line, day by day, the earth spins on its axis. One man struggles while another relaxes.
Culture called hip hop, but only I, Kool Herc. No Bambaataa, no Flash. I'm not a copycat, no disrespect.
Thank you. told you you could do that? Who told you you could do it like this? Who told you you could do it like who? Told you you could do it like this? Who told you you could do it like who? Told you you could do it like this? Who told you you could do it like who? Told you you could do it like this? Who told you you could do it? Who told you you could do it like this? You can't do it like this one. Who told you you could do it like this? You can't do it like this one. Who told you you could do it like this? You can't do it like this one. Who told you you could do it like this? You can't do it like this one. Said star blaze hard with the Chris one. Race over two race, see who's the champion. Pace coming down, break your fall straight to the core, make you buy more pure character score. Never grind more, take it this high, but you can fly. Why talking a lie? Money can't buy skill. Flinging the wheel versus ice chill spill over the wall, busting free fall.
In one love.
There's One Love from Blue Lion's Massive Attack's record that we're playing from tonight. And it's been a great show. If you're just joining me, you missed half the record. We played like about 7 tracks. Before that, we had Roni Size with Who Told You from his In the Mode. DJ Kool Herc, you know, I couldn't find anything from him, and I don't know anything by DJ Kool Herc. So what I played was just some kind of a whole lot of nonsense. Something called Last of the Classic Beats, DJ Kool Herc with Mr. Green. Remember that is. No Disrespect was the name of that track. Massive Attack's Hymn of the Big Wheel from Blue Lines started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so that was a track featuring Horace Andy, who was a well-known reggae star from Jamaica, I believe. And so this goes to show that Massive Attack had a lot of influences. They were incorporating early hip-hop. They were incorporating reggae. And there was a lot incorporated into the mix, and it was a pretty interesting collection. That sort of would help form trip hop. It wasn't just, I know that's a label that they kind of had rejected, but it was it's something that's worth mentioning. It's really the only way that we can understand it all, to be honest. I mean, there's so much happening in the middle of all of that, and we're gonna hear a little Horace Andy once I'm done yammering away. But Massive Attack is really just like a street art project. It was a collection of graphic and graffiti artists. Robert Del Nanja was he's not just a musician, but he's also a graffiti artist. And the members of the band were multimedia artists, Robert Del Naja, Grant Lee Marshall, Andrew Vowles, and on this one. And I think it was only Del Naja and Grant Lee Marshall who continued on and made most of the rest of the records that make up the Massive Attack discography. And let's check out more from Horace Andy. I was intrigued by that. This is Skylarking from his Horace's Prime record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
La, 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 la. Nowadays isn't hard,
so keep your ears peeled, I listen to every card. Tokyo City's one place that we told. Four technique plus two mixer bowl.
Yes.
Sharper than a Wilkerson razor soda.
When I was a child, I played Studio One. My table, then I graduate to Studio One. Cause these my nom de plume, you know, the three's my pseudonym. And around my neck, you know, I wear the Sony Budokan. Indigo blue sugar, me in my own shoes. The people dancing in the shade. So jam me in a circle. This is the miracle of the Dublin selection.
So whether you're black or white or half caste, your complexion.
Yes, pull out your phone or plug
Oh,
All right, that's Soul the Soul with Keep On Moving. It's not a bad song. That's pretty good. Another British dance pop group. They had a few producers and some studios in common with Massive Attack. They were vibrant around the same time that Massive Attack was, so we had that in there. Before that, Portishead with Sour Times Live. The original version appeared on the Dummy record. Massive, huge, very influential. In fact, there's another book in the 33 and a Third series about that record, which I may or may not buy. We'll have to see about that. Probably not very soon. Before that, Massive Attack's Five Man Army, great track from Blue Lines. And then Horace Andy, Skylarking. So I heard that the name or the word skylarking kind of referenced in Five Man Army a little bit. And, you know, Five Man Army has Horace Andy in it. So we had a little connecting there, something I'm known for. I don't like to be too matchy-matchy with stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes it just happens. Sometimes it just works. Okay, up next, we're only at a quarter of 10. Very little time left in the show, so let's do this here. Another track from Blue Lines. We've got two more to play. This is Lately, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
rock the house and 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 rock the house and
underneath, we've got Prodigy with a Voodoo People, the Dust Brothers remix from the now ancient Special Brew Comp. This has been 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And this has been our show devoted to Massive Attack's Blue Lines. So we're going to wrap things up with the last track I haven't played, the only track I haven't played. And that's Be Thankful for What You've Got from Blue Lines. Great record. Started trip-hop, it really changed rap and hip-hop from the Bristol scene in England. And so we're going to wrap things up with this track right over here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, I'll see you next week.